The Sitka Police Department plans to move tour bus parking off of Main Street this summer. The Sitka Assembly Tuesday night agreed to allow the department to create bus parking on Harbor Drive along the sidewalk behind Wells Fargo Bank. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt said that while he considered congestion on Lincoln Street a safety issue, it required the involvement of the Chamber of Commerce, Sitka Tours, and local merchants to bring about change.
This has been an issue for years, and it's bubbled up at police and fire many, many times, and it seemed like we were never able to push anything through.
Schmidt said that last year he allowed buses to stage on Maksutov Street between Wells Fargo and the Franklin Building, but he believed too many parking spaces were given up. Assemblymember Cheryl Westover agreed that the new plan attempted to preserve downtown parking for those who need it.
I know there were some concerned business people that didn't have parking and customers that couldn't get close enough to the business that were elderly. And I just want to thank you for finding a resolution for the problem.
Schmidt said two buses at a time will share the space along the sidewalk behind Wells Fargo Bank. Assemblymember Reber Stein observed that sight lines now were sometimes difficult for cars trying to turn left onto Harbor Drive at the video store. Schmidt said both the police and the State Department of Transportation were taking a wait-and-see approach to the intersection before making any traffic modifications on account of the buses. But changes had been considered.
Should we sign it? Should we, you know, just at right turn only, try to avoid that problem? Or should we put up a mirror? At the end of the day, talking with DOT and Sitka Tours, we thought we'd leave it as is, except with the one exception is we'd move that one crosswalk that's closest to the bank. Mm-hmm. Eliminate that one and leave the one that's closer to Vidal Video, and which they wanted to do anyway. They thought there's too many crosswalks there.
Another potential problem was whether offloading bus passengers would turn left and cross Harbor Drive to the library rather than walk up to St. Michael's Cathedral. Schmidt said time will tell on that issue. He said that he had been reassured by Sitka Tours that the bus parking on Harbor Drive would be used by drivers as the cathedral stop on the city tour. The Assembly Tuesday night also approved on first reading an ordinance that would give the police chief regulatory authority over the taxicab industry in Sitka. The chief would both set the fees for taxi permits and approve the rates that they charge. The ordinance was sponsored by the administration as part of an effort to reduce the amount of minor fee changes that have to go all the way to the Assembly for approval. Under current law, the taxicab permit application fee is $25. Renewal and replacement fees are $10. Schmidt said he had no plans to significantly raise fees. But the ordinance would also give the chief the authority to approve taxicab rates in Sitka rather than the Assembly. Assemblymember Reber Stein asked Schmidt if this was appropriate.
A lot of what we're talking about is commerce. Do you think the police department is the right place to have administration of the taxis?
Schmidt agreed that setting taxicab rates was a broad policy question. He said police approved rates in some other communities. Municipal attorney Teresa Hillhouse said Anchorage had a taxi commission. Smaller communities regulated taxis in different ways.
Most of our authority here is delegated by the state to a public safety group that basically handles these kind of enforcement. So it's very, very typical in almost every community I know of, unless they have a separate department.
Taxicab rates surfaced at the Assembly last year when local companies asked for a rate hike to offset high fuel prices. Chief Schmidt said the proposed ordinance would give him the ability to approve adjustments more quickly than the Assembly process. City Administrator Jim Dinley reminded the Assembly that, in the end, they would retain indirect control over rates.
I think this is a clean way to do it. He is primary to it, but he accounts to me, and I certainly account to the Assembly.
The ordinance passed on first reading unanimously. It will return for second reading on April 28th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.